Here's another great moment from The Journey. Weekday mornings on UCB's Vision Radio Network. Find out more at vision.org.au.
Someone who I'm sure loves buying shoes so that she can have shoeboxes to send to Cambodia is the lovely Annette Spur from Mum Daily. How are you, Annette?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very good.
A bit of retail therapy, is that your thing, Annette?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If it helps somebody else at the same time, all the better.
So while we've got you, has the Spur family done a shoebox yet and registered it at vision.org.au?
Not this year, but we definitely have in the past.
You have in the past? And will you do it soon, Annette? You're on live radio. Will you be doing this?
Feeling the pressure. No, I think it's a great thing to do with the kids because, you know, they really get the spirit of Christmas then, and they get excited about how, with the things that they buy and they can help choose them, and they, you know, investing in another little life. I think that's a great life lesson to teach your kids around Christmas time.
And you haven't answered my question yet. Will you be doing it this year with Vision Radio?
With Vision Radio specifically, yes.
Yes.
I'm sure we will.
Good, good, okay. We'll keep you to account for that.
No pressure at all.
Yeah,
you'll
be checking that, won't you?
Now, Annette, your latest blog at mumdaily.com.au is a ripper. It's called The Meal That Changed My Life. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, this happened a few years ago when I dropped in at my mum and dad's, and it just happened to be about around lunchtime, so decided to stay for lunch. And because my mum and dad are pastors, they have an open door, and so they often have strangers sitting at their table looking for comfort and a meal. And that was the case this day. There was a lady there, and so myself and my brothers and my mum and dad and this woman would gather around the table and just eating leftovers and having, you know, pretty light conversation, obviously not wanting to exclude our guests. And then all of a sudden I looked up and looked over at her, and she was crying. And we were all sort of stopped, and she looked around at each of us, and she said, you know, in all my years as a parent, we never once sat around the table for a meal together. And she later on, I asked Mum, you know, the significance of why she was so upset. And Mum said, you know, she actually had two sons, and they both got heavily into drugs, and one actually perpetrated a murder-suicide in the end. And so it was a really tragic story. And I think that in that moment when she was sitting around the table with us, just seeing us all engaged in conversation, I think something just sort of twigged with her that it possibly could have saved her sons. And I did some research into it, and I found this study from Columbia University, and the chairman, Dr. Joseph Califano, said one of the simplest and most effective ways for parents to engage in their teens' lives is by having frequent family dinners. And they've actually listed the top 10 benefits of family dinners, which are, you know, all really vitally important reasons why you should have dinner together. And some of the most, the bigger ones, obviously, actually they're less likely to drink alcohol, to smoke, to try drugs. Their school grades will actually be better. You and your kids will talk more. Your little ones are more likely to try new foods, and you all eat healthier when you're eating a family meal rather than eating out or takeaway, less likely to have weight issues. And you're more likely to hear if there's a serious problem. It's likely to come out around the dinner table more so than anywhere else. And it also relieves stress and tension around the home. So there's some huge reasons to encourage us in all the hecticness and craziness and busyness of life to make the time to sit around the table and have dinner with your family.
They are great benefits. And that's taken from a phone survey of 1,000 teens and like more than 800 parents of teens. What great stats and facts, hey?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's certainly something that, you know, for me, it's really easy to fall into that trap of just eating in front of the TV or eating in shifts because we're all so busy. And then I think back to that story and I think, no, this is really important. And my two boys are quite young, and I can say from first-hand experience that they do eat more of their dinner. We're sitting at the table with them, eating with them, and they are more likely to try new things when they see us eating the same thing, and I think, oh, Mum and Dad didn't fall over and start convulsing. It must be okay. So, you know, it's a great way to get your kids to eat healthier. And also, Matt, I think there's something you said that you guys do around the dinner table that's really important.
Yeah, what we like to do at dinner is we turn off all electronic devices, no phones, no iPads, no TV, no colouring in, you know, nothing during, you know, because we want to focus on each other and have quality time. And then we go around and we say, what was the highlight of your day? You know, and Gracie might say, oh, I liked it when Daddy picked me up from school. Or Joshy might say, oh, I liked it when I got to kick the soccer ball at lunchtime, you know. And then Carol and I will share ours and Lydia will share hers. You know, we'll all share different highlights. And it's a good conversation starter and it leads to other things. I just got to say, I was reading through this list. So if you go to the blog at mumdaily.com.au, you'll see the 10 benefits of family dinners. When I first read it, I don't know if you know how strange my brain is, Annette, but it's a bit strange. But,
trust me.
But when I first read it, I was misreading a little bit. It said that these are 10 benefits of family dinners. It says they won't likely try marijuana or cigarettes. I thought, what parent would give marijuana or cigarettes to kids at the dinner table? And then I realised that in their life, they're less likely to do those things if they have dinner together.
It's all about the relationships, Matthew.
I'm glad you went on to discover what was really being said there. It could have been very interesting around your dinner table.
I like the fact in there too, in it, where it says kids will feel like you're proud of them.
Yeah,
you know, it's absolutely a chance to honour one another.
Yeah,
and giving them your full undivided attention around the dinner table, especially as you said, Matt, taking in turns. You've got the floor now. What was the highlight of your day? What was great that happened to you today? And letting them, you know, just be confident speaking in front of a group of people. What a great life skill to teach the kids, and you know, in a warm, friendly environment where they're not going to be judged or, you know, or critiqued, and that they can just feel free to say whatever's on their mind. And you know, you've got this captive audience, as you said. And I think that parents of teens, you can get discouraged when you're wanting to sit down around the dinner table with them and they're, oh, what? I have to turn my phone off and rah rah. But you know, in 10 years' time, they're going to look back and be grateful that you did force them to do that, because they'll realise as they get older the benefits that they've gained out of it, and just, you know, as they grow as a person in their confidence and realising that family dinners actually do contribute to that, and also just feeling part. It's like a staff meeting. You all get together, talk about what's going on in the day, talk about what's coming up in the week, so you're all on the same page. You know what's coming up, and you all know and feel that you're valued, because you all feel like you're understood and that you matter. So there's so many benefits of eating around the dinner table. And also, I just heard last week that when you home make pizza, it actually contains at least half the calories of a bought pizza. So yeah, there's a benefit of cooking family dinners and eating around the table, and you can get your kids to help as well. My boys love helping their dad make pizza. That's sort of a Friday night tradition. They all get in there and knead the dough and choose their toppings and all that sort of thing. So it's teaching them a life skill, and they're bonding with their dad and having a great family cooking experience. So there's so many benefits beyond this, the top 10 that Columbia University has given.
Well, it's a very good very good health tip for Fit Club as well. Who'd have thought something so simple as a family dinner could have so much influence of stability in a family, regularity and healthy relationships? Such a great blog. If people would like to see that blog, they can check it out at mumdaily.com.au. And Mum Daily is also on Facebook and on Twitter if you'd like to find them as well. Thank you so much, Annette Spur. God bless.
It's a pleasure. Thanks,
Henry. Thanks, Han. Catch ya.
Like what you've just heard? There's more great podcasts, or you can listen to us live at vision.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation of any amount will help us continue connecting faith to life. Learn more or donate today at vision.org.au.